Hi, my name is Blythe Ahlberg, and I would like to welcome you to the Cut the Fat podcast. Visit us at www.cutthefatpodcast.com. If you're new to us, we suggest that you listen to the first 3 to 5 podcasts for the basic toolbox on fat loss.
All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Ray Heinisch.
And I'm Blythe Ahlberg, and we would like to welcome you to another edition of Cut the Fat
podcast. You can find out more information about us at www.cutthefatpodcast.com. We have our bios on there. You can also check us out at Facebook.
Yeah, you can look up our Facebook page. It's Cut the Fat Podcast, all one word, no spaces in between. If you like our page, you can become a member.
Or a fan, or like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, become
or
a fan, and you can post up stuff. You can put questions on our discussion board.
You can tell all your friends about it.
Yeah. Oh, and if you're looking for recipes, we do have recipes on our Cut the Fat Podcast website.
Yes.
I've been putting those under
blog. And
really
nice recipes on there, and we even have a video of you doing your famous high-protein pancakes.
Yeah, and they're great.
They are great. And you see some of the comments on Facebook. People really love them, and it's great.
Yeah, I saw one of our listeners said she's never going to go back to the box mix ever again. That's a bold statement.
That is a bold statement, but I'm glad to hear that.
Me too.
So in today's podcast, we're going to be basically going through the 8 reasons we fail our diets. Now, this came from a newsletter, right? A newsletter by one of our favorite authors.
Yeah, Tom Venuto.
Tom Venuto. He's a natural bodybuilder who has basically dedicated his life to teaching people about fat loss.
I love his stuff. Very easy to read, very simple to understand.
Yeah, he's more a proponent of the structured approach to weight loss, a very bodybuilder style program where, you know, he does a lot of calorie counting. You know, he wants you to basically break down the percentages of carbohydrates, fats, proteins, very kind of strict program. And that really appeals to some people.
Right. It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. His program's called Burn the Fat, Feed the Muscle.
Yeah. Love
and you can find it under our resources section of our website, Cut the Fat Podcast, as well. You can get to it through there. His name is Tom Venuto. I think it's V-E-N-U-T-O.
Yep, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. So in this podcast, we're going to be talking about the 8 reasons that he says we fail our diets. And this is really what I liked about this was the fact that it's very, very concise and yet very thorough. I mean, these are probably the 8 most common reasons by far that people don't seem to make it through.
Yeah, and you know what? I have to say, I've experienced each one of these.
I'd have to say I have
personally,
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we just jump right into it and start with number 1.
Okay.
No focus. You know, we talked about this, I think, a couple podcasts ago where we said, you have to, number 1, If you want to go someplace, if you want to any place, let's say you're driving to Panama City, Florida.
Okay.
You have to have
a destination.
Yeah, you have to know 2 things. Number 1, where you're going and where you're starting from.
Okay.
And so we've talked about how, you know, we need to have an idea where we are right now. What's our health like? What's our body fat percentage? What's our weight? What's our lifestyle really like? Where are our obstacles? We have to have an idea where we're starting from.
You know, I find a lot of people say, I'm going to check that later, because it's almost like you're almost like ashamed to say this is my starting point, when really it's just a measurement. You've got to look at it from an adult perspective.
Yes.
and not worry about what the number is on the scale or how many inches your waist is around. Just use that as a piece of data for your starting point.
Right.
So you can make changes to that.
Yeah. And then you've got to have your goal.
Yes.
What are you aiming for? What do you really, really, really want? Don't act like you're interested in preventing heart disease if you're not thinking about heart disease on a regular basis.
Okay, right.
If you want to fit your butt into some smaller jeans and that's what really
have
gets you up in the morning.
Goal.
Have it be your goal.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I like that. Yeah. So be honest with yourself, right?
And then once you know what it is you want, be specific with it and then write it down. Put it on your mirror in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Like an affirmation.
Yeah. And you can put up and make sure it's present tense. Make sure it's very specific. So what would be a good goal? We could say, I weigh 175 pounds by January 1st, 2011. Okay. That would be a good example of a goal that has a deadline and is very specific, and it's present tense, like it's already happened. So every day you wake up in the morning, you look on that mirror, you see, I weigh 175 pounds by January 1st, 2011.
And that's a simple goal.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's simple. Choosing weight you can, to move towards.
You can measure it. And let me give you another little tip that I do. If I do hop on the treadmill and I'm putting in, you know how to ask for your weight and stuff? Mm-hmm. I never put in my actual weight. I always put in my goal weight as though I've already achieved it. Like, that's what I weighed today.
Hey.
And I think that's a really great way to kind of reinforce the acceptance into your brain that this is where I'm going. This is where I'm definitely going to make it one day.
And, you know, this is for a whole nother podcast, but I think that's half the battle right there, is having the belief that you are there, or you're very close to your goal already, that it can be, rather than putting something up there that you really believe deep down is truly ridiculous.
Right.
And we've all done that before, too. So yes. make this something that's realistic and that you believe that you will do.
Right.
That you are doing. Every day you wake up, you get a new chance to work either towards your fitness or away from your fitness.
Right.
And pick towards a whole bunch of days in a row, and you'll get to your goal.
Absolutely. And once you know your goal, you can't stop there. You have to set the plan.
Yes.
And the way we do that is we decide what habits. This is how I like to think of it when I'm setting a goal. I'll set my long-term goal. Let's say that's one, you know, I weigh 175 pounds by January 1st, 2011. And then I'll say, what would I have to do to absolutely 100% guarantee that will happen? And then you can write down, okay, well, I've got to, I can't be eating a ton of carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. I have to eat more vegetables. I have to, I have to exercise at least 5 days a week.
Okay.
I have to do this. I have to do that. So you
have a plan you list to them. Get there.
And those are the habits that you have to build into your lifestyle to achieve your goal.
Oh, very cool. I like that.
So let's go on to number two.
Sure. Number two is no priorities. Mm. So you may have your plan on your list of things to do, but it may fall to the bottom of the list. So this falls kind of hand in hand with the whole I don't have time to go to the gym thing.
Right.
Well, you've got time to cook dinner. You've got time to go to the bathroom. You've got time to watch TV at night. Mm-hmm. You've got to make the time to exercise, and you've got to make the time to prepare your food so you're ready for the day and you make wise food choices too.
Right. I think it's important to note that it doesn't have to fall at the bottom of the list to not get done. All it's got to do is fall somewhere in the middle, or even, you know, if you've got two or three things above, you know, your weight loss goals. Let's say you say, oh, yeah, I definitely want to lose weight. Nothing else matters. I just want to lose weight. And yet you say, well, you know, I spend 12 hours a day at work. And you say, well, there's just no way around that. Is that really accurate?
Right.
I mean, is it possible that you could work more efficiently and get 1 hour out, or get up 1 hour earlier? Or, you know, there are definitely ways around this. When you start saying to yourself, there's no way for me to fix it, it's done. There's nothing else you can do.
You're sabotaging yourself. So even if it's making a plan for working more efficiently, that's going to benefit your weight loss program.
Right. Exactly. You know, I had the pleasure of speaking to a couple of women today who were inquiring about the weight loss program that you and I are doing here in Owens Mills, Maryland. And, I told them, well, it's a 16-week group weight loss program, and I explained to them all of what's going to happen and how that's going to be working. And they said, well, you know, can we do it 6 weeks? You know, can we do it 10 weeks?
So join for a part of the time.
Because we travel a lot. Mm-hmm. We just like to travel. We're retired and we like to travel. You know, that's an example. That's a perfect example, because number one, they do enjoy traveling. And the problem is traveling falls above achieving their weight loss and health goals.
Right. So and that's a higher priority.
Yeah. So if they were to say, you know what, 16 weeks, 4 months, we're going to dedicate to becoming healthy, to learning what we need to know to achieve our weight loss goals. And then we'll travel all that we want. In fact, we'll have more energy to do more traveling. You know, that's the kind of mentality I think people need to start taking on, is that, yes, you have all these things that you need to get done in your life. We all do.
Mm-hmm. But it's true.
Yeah, you'll see me.
It's a little bit of tough love on yourself.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I mean, you'll see me You know, sometimes I'll be working here until 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, and then you'll see me in the gym doing, you know, doing a rest pause workout,
pumping iron with your sweatband on. Yeah, yeah, baby.
So that's just an example. You know, you want to set your priorities, and if weight loss is near the top, mm-hmm. do everything you can to put it up there towards the top.
That's right.
You know, Steve Martin once said, "The best thing that I can do for my business is keep breathing."
Hmm.
And so you guys have to realize that if you don't have health, you don't have anything else.
That's exactly right. You won't be able to take care of your children. Right. I try to remind people about that all the time, but that's a great way to put it. Yeah. Number three, no support system. I have to say, this hits the nail on the head for the bodybuilding community. And I'm always talking about bodybuilding, but I find this a very common denominator for a lot of female figure competitors, especially because either their husbands are bodybuilders and because it's a little bit different for everybody, you know, the diet is a little different. Guys eat different things. They can eat carbohydrates at night more often than the females can when you're trying to get really lean. It's a little harder for women. But if one of the spouses is not into this and the other one is, you don't have the support system at home, it's extremely difficult. So you've got to find a support system outside of the home to involve yourself in. So kind of like a new activity or a new sport you might do. Maybe like joining our 16-week weight loss program. Doing something like that. You find a support group that you go to, whether it's your gym, whether it's your weight loss program, whether it's, you know, like a book club or something where you guys, you know, you talk about nutrition for a certain amount of time and you all have this common goal and you get together and you talk about it and you've got like some reinforcement in your life that's going to keep you focused on that goal.
Well, you know, I think that's what happens with bodybuilders as well. You know, the beginners, the ones who are doing their first show mm-hmm. may have that challenge.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed about the bodybuilding community is it's a community.
It's a totally tight-knit community.
Very much so. And so once they've kind of done their first show or they're getting involved in their first show, they start to pick up other people in their mm-hmm. lives that are so right on par with what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so they develop the social network. And so after that first show, you guys hang out together. I've been to your Christmas party. You remember when I went to your Christmas party and the part I'm not kidding you guys. I'm being 100% truthful. The party games they play were how long can we hold a push-up position on a balance board? I'm not joking. That was one thing. There was a basketball, you know, shoot hoops game that they did. That's the kind of like that's why they achieve such high levels of in their sport.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because they surround themselves with people that are like-minded.
Yeah.
So social support's very important. We cannot deny that. You know,
it's number three on the reasons on the top eight reasons. So yeah.
Right. And you mentioned the weight loss group. By the time you guys hear this, even if you were nearby, that group's going to be filled up and already in motion. So,
however,
it's not
you might
available.
Be able to find one in your local community.
Right.
There might be.
That's something you should really look into. Mm-hmm.
Online support groups, there's all sorts of stuff. You might be able to find a discussion board or something online that supports. You know, you can even hop on our website and put stuff up on the discussion board on Facebook. Yeah,
and you're beginning to see that on Facebook on our Cut the Fat mm-hmm. Facebook page. You're seeing a lot more community and people trying to help each other out.
Cut the Fat podcast community. I like the sound of that.
If you're listening to this, this is what this is probably 28th podcast. You are officially a fat cutter.
Ooh, part of the community.
You're part of the fat cutting community. So
love it. Yeah. Okay, number four. No.
Accountability.
I'm sorry, I can't read my own handwriting.
We did a whole podcast on this. We did a whole podcast on this. It's so important. You need it. You need somebody there who's looking over your shoulder saying, you know what? You're not being honest with yourself. You say it's a priority, but you're eating that cake or you're eating that pizza on a weekly basis or a daily basis.
Yeah, I find that the people I help like on a month-to-month basis with nutrition do it mostly with me for the accountability. You know, whether it's the money that makes them accountable, logging their food for me that makes them accountable, whatever it is, it keeps them accountable for the 30-day challenge, actually. It keeps them accountable for 30 days. And should they choose to go longer with me, they do. But people want to be held accountable. So if you feel that you have a weight loss goal, put it out there in the community. You know, post it up on your Facebook page. I weigh 175 pounds by January 1st, 2011. Guess what? Now it's out there. Now you're going to have to reach your goal
right.
because you told somebody about it.
And there's this strange fear that people have about not reaching their goal. You know, what if I only lose 10 pounds and I don't make the 175 mm-hmm. by 2011? What do I do then? You know, then it's not going to mean anything. No.
The cool thing is you're already 10 pounds lighter.
Exactly.
So you're closer to your goal than you were when you stated.
Right. You set a goal and you don't make it. You'll have achieved a lot more than you would have if you had never set the goal. Mm-hmm. So all you do, what do you do at that point? Well, you set a new goal. You say, okay, I weigh 175 pounds by March 30th of 2011.
There you go. Yep.
Revised. And so that's how you do it, guys. Don't get crazy. If you don't make it, it's no big deal. You're setting a goal.
This is perfect because it leads into the next one, which is no patience. And now we touch on this all the time about trying something new, picking something and trying it, and giving it the time to work. Consistency is key is a phrase I use all the time. Pick whatever rings true to you and stick with it because you've got to give it the time to work. If you're jumping from program to program and trying new things every 2 or 3 weeks, you're not going to see the results you could get from sticking to the one program that you started with.
That is so, so important. And, you know, I had a young lady today who said, you know, I only lost 11 pounds in 7 weeks.
Only?
You know what? Only? Come on. This is the mentality. It's, man.
Wait,
I sat there and watched.
Did you put 11 pounds on in 7 weeks?
Hey, good
you
point.
You know what I mean? I mean, weight doesn't come on slowly,
right?
And it doesn't come off slowly.
Right. Yeah, and that's the good news and the bad news.
Yeah,
you guys remember repetition, the mother of all skill. We say the good news. We have good news and we have bad news. The good news is you're not going to put on 11 pounds in seven days.
Right.
The bad news is you're not going to lose 7 pounds in 7 days either,
or 11 pounds in seven days for that matter.
Oh yeah. So yeah. Guys, be patient. Really, what's the rush? Mm-hmm. You know, it's taking you how long to get to this point where you've reached this level of fat accumulation. Mm-hmm. Give yourself an opportunity to just slowly let that go.
And it's probably taken you how long to make up your mind to decide that you want to do something about it, right? Time is of the essence. Do it now.
Totally. Keep talking, Blythe. Well, I want to get something here that I have.
Okay. Well, number six is no.
Actually, before you go to number six.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wanted you to keep talking about patience. Patience.
Well, I don't have a lot of patience, but that's something I definitely need to work on. So I can be patient for you, Ray. As I run out of words to say.
Uh-huh.
But.
All right. Never mind. I can't find it.
Really? Is it too much pressure?
No, I just can't find it. I thought I had it, but I don't have it. So let's just continue on with the next point.
Okay. Well, number six is no planning. So you want to lose the weight. You set a goal. It's almost like you know your starting point and you know your destination, but you don't know what route you're going to take to get there.
You need a plan.
You've got to have a plan. You've got to have your Garmin set so you know what turns you're going to take, right?
That's right. And so, and I think far too many people just try to wing it.
Yeah.
They just say, okay, well, the solution is eat less and exercise more. And that works to a degree. And it will work for a certain period of time, but then it stops working. And then they get frustrated, and that's what ends up causing them to regress. So if you don't have a plan, it may work for a period of time, but when it fails you, with no plan, you just float around and you'll never achieve the goal that you have set.
Right. So set a plan. Easy, right? Number seven, no balance. There are these people, including me, where you get on a new plan or you decide, okay, Monday I'm going to start my diet. You are completely gung-ho. This is me getting ready for a show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 8 weeks out. I am gung-ho for like 4 weeks. I'm loving it. I feel great. I finally turned things around. My whole life starts to fall into order. Everything becomes more organized. I've got a new routine. It feels fantastic. Week five is a little treacherous. Gets a little bit harder. I'm sticking to the routine. It's a little more difficult. So the balance just isn't there. I didn't pace myself from the beginning. And that's speaking from personal experience. And I think that everybody, you need to go in, number one, with a realistic plan, which I just said. But balance that plan. Break yourself into the program.
Does that make sense? I think that's great. I think it's essential that people do maintain balance in their lives when they're starting a weight loss program, because far too many programs are so aggressive, so, you know, keep moving forward.
You just burn out.
You burn out very easily, very quickly.
Yeah.
And you can't let that happen, guys. If we're looking, our goal here is long-term, lifelong weight loss and health and vitality.
Yeah, lifestyle change.
Yeah, it's totally not about just losing the weight. Like I said before, anybody can lose weight. Mm-hmm. Anybody can help you lose weight. But can they help you keep it off for a lifetime? That's the big question. That's the million-dollar question.
We can.
We're trying.
Love that. Okay. Number 9 is no personalization. Oh, my gosh. Hands go up in the air. I love when my clients come to me and say, oh, I found this diet plan. It's on bodybuilding.com or whatever. They go to some diet website and they find this diet that some guy who is on hormonal enhancements, who eats 2,800 calories a day, who eats, you know, 6 chicken breasts in one sitting. Mm. And they're like, oh, look at this guy's physique. He looks fantastic. And, you know, that's probably not really what he's eating right now when he took those pictures.
Yes.
But, you know, the marketing and the advertisement for that is so misleading. But that's besides the point of not having personalization. Everybody's different. People will ask me, well, what do you eat to get lean? What I eat to get lean is not going to work for everybody. Won't work for any of my neighbors. You know, what I eat wouldn't work for you. So you can pick and choose suggestions, but you really have to tune in and listen to your body on what types of foods you enjoy, what types of recipes, things you enjoy eating, and then kind of put that into the diet plan of how many calories you need to eat, how many grams of protein, how many carbohydrates, and balance that out.
Right. You know, I like to give the metaphor that if we're flying in an airplane, you know, from the moment the airplane leaves the ground to the moment that it lands, 95% of the time that plane is off course. It's constantly being pushed around by wind and air, and when that happens, what happens? The plane doesn't do a complete 180, does it? No, the autopilot is constantly assessing where it's going and where it's at, and it makes small tweaks or small changes in direction to get back on track. And when you tweak things like that,
that's pretty cool.
You land at your destination. So the point is,
such is life. That's perfect.
That's life. You start off with the generalities. You say, okay, this works for most people. And then you say to yourself, well, this works for most people. There may be things that don't work for me. That's cool. You try out what works for most people. And then you say, how is this working? You assess. And then once you figure out whether or not you're responding to it, you say, okay, no, it's not working for me because this doesn't work or this doesn't work. Then you say, okay, well, let's tweak the plan. Let's not change it completely. Let's not look for a whole new diet. Let's just tweak the plan.
Yeah.
And then you change it a little. You see how it works. So you're constantly doing this assessing, you know, tweaking, and then reassessing. Again, I'm boring you.
No. You're not boring me. I've had a busy week, right?
You and me both.
But yeah, I know. I can't say anything. You've got a big undertaking going on too. So love it though. You know, we're active people. Yeah. I love it. Always moving and shaking.
Oh yeah, totally. And we've kind of moved
high
our
five.
Shake.
Woo.
High five. We moved and shaked our way through the 8 reasons why we fail our diets.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I think those are things that everybody can relate with. So you guys, be real with yourselves. You know, don't fail this time.
Don't fail. And, you know, if you do fail, tweak your program and start back up.
Yeah, don't stop.
Yes. Yes. You only fail if you don't get back up, right?
That's exactly right. I love that. Okay.
I didn't make that up.
No. No, but I love that you brought it up right at this. It was perfect timing. You've got the timing right.
Yes. I don't want to take credit for something I didn't say. Hey. All right. Well, that's it. Thank you guys for tuning in to Cut the Fat Podcast.
We love you guys.
Yeah, my name is Dr. Ray Heinisch, and
I'm Blythe Elberg, the massage therapist.
The massage therapist / personal trainer / fat loss expert.
Hey, that's me.
And we'll see you guys next time on Cut the Fat Podcast. This is where you say see ya.
See ya.
something new. Well, I'm your brother and I hope you do. I don't know what can make you feel your days, but for now I wish you'd just come back when you're okay. Forget your shoes, just wear your flip-flops in the snow. It's hard to really